This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taiwan's biggest earthquake in at least 25 years killed 9 people on Wednesday and injured more than 900, while 50 workers traveling in minibuses to a hotel in a national park were missing. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Local TV stations airing footage of a building half collapsed in the eastern area of Hualien. Firefighters rushed to rescue people from the damaged building. The quake struck just offshore from Hualien around 8 a.m. as people were going to work and school. It also triggered huge landslides and sparked a tsunami warning briefly for the island, as well as southern Japan and the Philippines. Taiwan authorities said they registered more than 25 aftershocks, with witnesses saying tremors could still be felt in Taipei later in the day.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. The United States wants a swift Israeli investigation into an attack that killed 7 people working for celebrity chef Jose Andreas World Central Kitchen charity in Gaza, the State Department said on Wednesday. The aid workers were killed when their convoy was hit shortly after they oversaw the unloading of 100 tons of food brought to Gaza by sea. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it unintentional. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in Brussels on Wednesday as part of an event with NATO's foreign ministers. NATO's foreign ministers are in Brussels to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the signing of the North Atlantic Treaty.
Bigger, stronger, more united than ever.
The anniversary comes as NATO allies mull long-term military support for Ukraine for a decision to be taken at the July summit of member states. NATO decisions require consensus among its 32 members.